my golfing companion on the Pure Michigan Golf Tour, along with account executive Jeff Marcero, is Steve Courtney. And he's about to declare me as a tax deduction with the money that he has been paying so far on the tour.
It's been swell. I've given the man who throws nickels around like manhole covers a total of, what, $8?
Something like that, yeah.
You're
I just know I haven't paid you. That's all I know.
Well, I know you.
And I've been playing with a short putter.
You could live very comfortably on $8.
For many days.
Yes.
That's absolutely
I know.
True.
And it's sad but true, folks.
Well, you heard about two of the courses up north here in the UP at here at Sweetgrass and over at Timberstone from the pros, Joe Rizzo at Timberstone and Dave Douglas from here at Sweetgrass. And now we talk about Gray Walls with Mark Gilmore, the head pro there. How are you? Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you for everything once again. It's just a delightful experience, especially with 45 degrees and 25-mile-an-hour winds blowing in off Lake Superior. What a difference a year makes. Last year it was 90. We were looking at icebergs in the lake.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this year we could have icebergs, but we didn't. So
yeah, it was more like icebergs in our veins this year.
Still, exactly. Still very enjoyable, good. Mark, as always. Good. You got a great staff, a wonderful course. And I had pretty decent company. So
well, we did have to play with Wells again. Well, Wells. No, we didn't. Oh, Wells no. Chapin was not there.
I didn't show up, that's for sure.
Yeah. Wells Chapin, who's the president of Avery Color Studios, did a phenomenal book on the Edmund Fitzgerald that somebody read to Steve. you Thanks. Liked it, didn't you?
It was fascinating. For some reason, I have always been drawn to that. And maybe because 40 years ago, the whole story broke. You know, I was just about ready to go into high school and you know, it was a tragic story, obviously, and it's just kind of grown in lore as the years have gone on. And, you know, the idea of all these different angles as to what happened and how it happened, Wells, the book goes into great detail and looking at all the possibilities.
The author does a great job of that. And this is the 40th anniversary. Like you said, it's pretty amazing. Time goes so fast.
Yeah,
so.
Wells, of course, was responsible for distributing and promoting that book. Now, the other part was Gordon Lightfoot's song, of course.
Right.
And I think that added to the legend of the Edmund Fitzgerald, no pun intended.
Every time it plays, we sell more books.
I'll bet. Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Well,
the legend lives on
from the Chippewa.
We do my lyrics
of the big lake
show.
They call Gitchigumi.
Yeah.
Superior, it said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
He's pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah. See?
I did learn a lot on this trip, though.
Did you?
How to whine for putts.
Jeff Marcero.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the beggar's delight over there.
I heard like 6 new versions of how you ask for a putt.
Give us just to confirm that Steve and I don't make this up. What do you mean?
Well, you don't make it up at all. Every time he gets it like a 3-foot putt, he's looking around, looking at you, and waiting for you to say something. He delays and delays. And
then what does he say?
Is this good? Then he misses it when it's not good.
So. Oh, look at that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Wells fires off a scud.
Wait a minute. Steve, take a look at Jeff's face. What shade of red would you describe that?
Beggars.
Now I know why we were late for dinner.
Ball of negotiating.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of fun. It's been fun in the last 3 years. I've been a ball playing with you guys. Love having you up here.
Let me tell you something. When we first talked about coming to the UP and heard about Gray Walls, that's what drew us to the UP in the first place. Yeah, it was. It was pictures of Gray Walls and people saying, there's a course up there. You got to go play sometime. And that's what drew us. And then to find out that there were two others like this as well. Yes. I mean, these are just the three at the top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable, Mark, what you've got going up here.
It's absolutely. There's like 980 courses in the state of Michigan. These are ranked 2, 10, and 12. So it's a testimony to how good they are. So.
Isn't that incredible? Yep. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2, 10, and 12 on the list of top public courses in Michigan.
Absolutely. So, and they're that good. They really are.
And they're totally different is the fun part,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three, you know, distinct communities. You know, they're about 45 to an hour and a half apart, and so you get a whole different experience each time, and it's amazing.
Mark, I'd like to shrink you down and put you in my golf bag, because every time you're around, I do something very special, like parring the most difficult par 5 18th at Gray Walls. It was a very blustery, windy day, the wind right in my face on the tee box. I said to myself, self, can you do this? And I did.
But I have to tell you, the typical score on there is a birdie.
But not on that day, because everybody else was bogey and double bogey. But Courtney said, no, I cannot leave without a moment of triumph. And Mark was there, and he witnessed it.
I have witnessed a lot of really good shots by you in 3 years.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you. And this is from a pro, ladies and gentlemen, a guy who knows how to play the game, not hacks like I associate with on the tour.
How much money have you collected on the course so far on this trip? Thank you very much. Now that we have covered
apparently, that. Somebody has a very false sense of well-being.
All right, stay where you are. I want to cover a couple more things here, but I got to take care of a little bit of business, and then we'll come back with Steve Courtney, with our friends Mark Gilmore and Wells Chapin from up at Gray Walls as well, here on the Frank Beckman Show. And to think we've got four more days of the Pure Michigan Golf Tour still to go with this kind of expert analysis from Steve.